It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Cheers and welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of Dr. Chris Iyer as our guest. Dr. Iyer is the medical director of the Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center at Hogue Hospital and a specialist in internal medicine and neurology. Welcome, Dr. Iyer.
Thank you very much, Deborah.
Let's talk a little bit about type 2 diabetes and how to prevent it. Is there a list of things a person can do to keep diabetes at bay?
Yes. Before I answer that, this is what I want to tell all your listeners. Mm-hmm. Please do not despair at the word of diabetes. It is not a difficult disease to manage if you understand it. With that, yes, there are scientific studies which have shown that prevention of diabetes in those people who are likely to be susceptible is possible. The key elements are lifestyle changes, mm-hmm. which include diet, exercise, and weight reduction. Studies have demonstrated that you can delay the onset of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, in those patients who are likely to get it if you follow a very good lifestyle, including regular exercise, mm-hmm. including proper diet and controlling weight. Yes, it is possible.
Not only that, you're going to feel great if you live that way.
Right, because proper food, regular exercise, and proper weight make you feel good. You're absolutely right. And it is possible. What I would like to add, Deborah, if I may,
sure.
is that it should not start late in life. It should start at very early stages in life. I'm thinking of school children and preschool children. Mm-hmm. Healthy eating habits, exercise are key so that they won't become diabetics later on.
Well said. Now, do you refer your patients to a dietitian or a diabetic counselor to help them change their eating habits?
Yes. At the Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center, we have a complement of 7 diabetes educators, 4 of them diabetes nutritionists who are certified diabetes educators, and 3 nurses who are certified diabetes educators. Yes, it has to be comprehensive in terms of nutrition, exercise, and weight management. Yes, we do. And there are many nutritionists who know in the community. There are diabetes educators in other areas. You should seek their help to get to understand what is good and what is not good.
Okay, so you go visit your counselor once a week, twice a week? What's the average?
We have 4 classes, and it can be done at your convenience. It is understanding the knowledge and then exercising. They say 30 minutes of exercise for at least 5 days a week will be optimal. More will not hurt you. Mm-hmm. Yes, it depends on the convenience. It depends on the knowledge base. It depends on how much the person needs. But
sure.
Expert counseling is always welcome.
Fantastic and very individual. Brent in Long Beach has sent us a question via email. He asks, can diabetes medicines help prevent or delay diabetes?
There is at least one medication which has been tried in the diabetes prevention program. This was a large trial which included patients who are likely to be diabetics, and they were divided into 2 groups. One set of groups were given exercise, diet, weight, and medication. The other group was not. Mm-hmm. The group that did the best was the group which did lifestyle changes.
Really?
Addition of medication did help, but lifestyle changes were the most important. Yes, there is a medication called metformin, which did add to the lifestyle changes. Yes, that medication is available.
Interesting, which kind of makes me think that food, you should really look at food and whatever you drink and eat as your medicine.
Absolutely. Lifestyle changes, I keep harping on it, is the key to type 2 diabetes management, prevention and management.
You're being so kind with your time today and answering questions. For more information, I want to give out this phone number. It is the number to the American Diabetes Association, and you can get the answers to many of your questions just by calling it. The number is 1-800-DIABETES. That's 1-800-DIABETES. You can also Google the American Diabetes Association. And Dr. Iyer, you have a number there at Hogue that might be able to give out for people.
Yes, thank you. Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center at Hogue Hospital, the phone number is 949-764-8065. We are here to help you. We are a community resource, and we'll be happy to help you if you call us.
That's excellent. I was just going to ask, what kind of support system does Hoke Hospital have for families who are dealing with diabetes? I'm thinking about Luther Vandross, the singer. I believe he lost 4 brothers and sisters before he himself was felled by diabetes. And his mother's still alive and very active in the association.
Deborah, let me answer your question. Mary and Dick Allen Diabetes Center has got comprehensive service. Mm-hmm. We have Children's Hospital of Orange County with their endocrinologist working with their diabetes support team and physician within the center. We have nutritionists. We have diabetes certified educators. We have community programs for helping teenagers with diabetes. We mm-hmm. have future physician programs coming into the center. So we have comprehensive service now. We hope to expand it within the next 4 months. So we will have everything that a diabetic family needs. We believe that management of diabetes is a community project. It should be with the patient, with the family and friends, so that we all participate in the well-being of the patient. It's a community-based approach which will take care of this problem.
It's also the partnerships between the medical specialties that make such a difference at Hoag. The specialists really work together and not in a vacuum to help their patients experience the very best outcome.
Yes, that is our philosophy.
So what else is on your mind in terms of diabetes today versus diabetes, say, 50 years ago?
Why 50 years ago? In 1981, I left England. At that time, this is what one of the leading journals said. Mm-hmm. The source of insulin is finite. We have to devise other methods of treatment. Today, the source of insulin is infinite because we have newer methods of developing insulin. We have more drugs today to manage diabetes than ever before. We have medications which can improve the action of insulin. We have medication which will increase the secretion of insulin. Mm-hmm. We have medication which will improve the resistance of a diabetic patient. And we have also now surgical management of diabetes with bariatric surgeries. And we have islet cell transplant being worked on, kidney mm-hmm. and renal transplant. Oh, this, while we are dealing with complications, we have hopes that we do not need to see complications. We have hopes that we can reduce the number of people with diabetes with proper diet, weight, and exercise.
In other fields, there are minimally invasive procedures that sometimes help patients a great deal. In the diabetic world, are there procedures like this as well?
Yes. I alluded to bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. In the past, we were very concerned about the side effects and complications of procedures which reduce the amount of food that is being taken in. Mm-hmm. Those procedures have become more commonplace now. Lap band procedures does not increase mortality, and it does reduce the possibility of diabetes. Gastric bypass surgery increasingly is being used. So one may almost say surgical management of diabetes with these procedures. Lap band probably is more to what you're asking. It is less invasive and it can be controlled, and people can lose weight and reduce the incidence of diabetes.
Now, lap band surgery used to only be available to people who are 100 pounds overweight. I think they've now reduced it to 50 pounds. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's also based on BMI. I read last week there are newer ideas that is being developed, because what is overweight for a Caucasian may be quite different for a slim Asian, Southeast Asian person. Mm-hmm. So even those standards will need to be changed according to ethnicity
sure.
and racial features. So newer ideas are coming. The procedure are becoming less dangerous. And I think that may not be the most important component. That will become in the future an important component of prevention and management of diabetes.
Because I'm looking at a statistic here that says Asian Americans, 7.5%. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to 11.8% of non-Hispanic blacks are suffering from diagnosed as with diabetes. Is this a nature of the beast, or is this something that we can change?
Well, some time ago, somebody asked me, is it only genetics? Is it lifestyle? This is what I responded at that time. No, it is just not the nature of the beast. We have different races with different incidence of diabetes. understanding them can help prevent diabetes.
Thank you so much. We're talking today with Dr. Chris Iyer. So gracious with your time, sir. We really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
For more info on Dr. Iyer and Hoag Hospital and some great health tips, please visit hoaghospital.org. You can listen to a podcast of this show anytime you like or share it with a friend. Very important free information you can carry with you on your iPhone, your MP3 player. Just download the podcast onto your personal player. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a fantastic day heading into the weekend.